Hello and welcome along to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. I'm your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
If you've been struggling with anxiety or know someone who has been, then this podcast is for you.
Today, we're going to be covering some more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.
Ready? Let's dive in.
What makes a person qualified to support someone with anxiety? So, you know someone who is struggling with anxiety. You really care about them and want them to find freedom from it. Firstly, it's awesome that you care about them in this way. Anxiety that impacts on a person's functioning can be restricting and exhausting, can make life lose its joy and meaning. It is totally worth working through and finding freedom from. The question is, what makes a person qualified to support someone who's struggling with anxiety? You probably know deep down that all support is not created equal. Can you think of a time when someone has tried to support you in your life and that has been more harmful than helpful? I know I can. It was late at night after the birth of my son Maximus. I'd been getting 1 to 2 hours of sleep and was not in a great way. Maximus just would not settle and I felt at the end of my tether. So I picked up the phone and I called the midwife. I was desperate and I didn't know who to turn to. We had a conversation. She wanted to help me. But she didn't understand my mental condition at the time. She didn't understand my past trauma with the crisis health, mental health team, and she called them in. As I hid in my bed pretending to sleep, a large man stomped through my living room into my kitchen. He then began a conversation with my husband about forcing me to take medication. That midwife's attempt to help me led to a situation that caused me to get post-traumatic stress disorder. She was trying to help. However, for me, her help meant a year struggling through a new mental health condition. Healing for me came 1 year later when I finally was able to sit down opposite her and say, I know you were trying to help me, but what you did, it hurt me. So how do you know if you're going to be that person or the positive assistance that the person you care about needs? And let me tell you that even a piece of paper saying you are qualified doesn't cut it. Have you or anyone you know ever met a mental health professional who has been more harmful than helpful? We hear this so often, it's concerning. So, if being a professional mental health worker doesn't get you out of the unhelpful category, what does? The thing is, there isn't a specific thing that you say or don't say, do or don't do. The biggest thing that makes you a positive support is if you too are working on the anxiety in your life. 1 in 3 people will have a diagnosable anxiety condition at some point in their lives. And let's get real. We all struggle with anxiety, even if it's not at a clinical level. We all have fears that are out of proportion to the threats that they're trying to protect us from. We all have worries, stresses, and fears we could work on and challenge. We all live smaller, more restricted lives than we could if we did the work. Acknowledging this and committing to the work in your life is the first step in being the sort of support that the person in your life needs. The funny thing is that when we see our own anxiety and are working on it, we often feel the least qualified to support others. Oh, I know I did. When I started our YouTube channel, I was in the middle of working through my PTSD. I often had the thought, who am I to help others with anxiety when I'm struggling myself? I'd sit down in front of the camera and wonder how I could possibly be a source of support and comfort to others when I was in the middle of it myself. However, the vlog videos I did documenting my process have been the videos people have connected with the most. It is one of the reasons I am so passionate about growing our community and membership, a place where people who are doing the work can connect and read about others' struggles, successes, and journeys. People who have a commitment to doing the work because they are the best source of support. You want to be qualified to support people with anxiety? Work on your own anxiety. Make the decision to learn to regulate, challenge, and master it. We all have work to do, and doing the work qualifies us to support others. That's it. And we are here to help you with that. It's what we do. So if you're ready to start doing your work, I run my free masterclass, The Simple Secret of Overcoming Anxiety, and I encourage you to register for the next one. You can use the link in the description to sign up. People have been finding it really helpful and validating. It's a great way to start doing your work and becoming a useful support for others.
Thank you for listening to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. That's it for this week's episode. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's at Anxiety Specialists. And if you're interested to learn how you can live an anxiety-free life, you can get our epic Anxiety Reducer Guide absolutely free, so you can get started right away on getting your anxiety back down. Just grab the link in the show notes. Feel free to message us and let us know what you'd like to learn next. I am your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
And we're going to be back next week with more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.